Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Credit Secrets, the best tricks and secrets to repair your credit and improve your score. Change your financial life. Manage your expenses and money in a simple and effective way in times of crisis is a practical finance guide by Adam Diesel focused on credit repair, credit score improvement, and basic money management. Positioned within the broader personal finance and self-help market, the book aims to help readers understand how credit reports and scoring work. Then use that knowledge to challenge negative items, improve financial habits, and strengthen access to borrowing. Based on the available description, it emphasizes a hands-on approach rather than theory alone, including dispute strategies, sample letters, and step-by-step methods that readers can apply on their own. Its appeal is especially strong for people who feel excluded by poor credit, are trying to rebuild after financial setbacks, or want a simpler entry point into consumer finance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding credit reports and the mechanics of credit scoring. A central value of the book is that it treats credit repair as an educational process before it becomes a tactical one. Readers are first encouraged to understand what a credit score is, how it is calculated, and why the information in a credit report matters. This matters because many credit problems persist when consumers treat the score as a mystery rather than a system built from payment history, balances, account age, and negative reporting. The book appears to aim at demystifying that process so readers can identify which behaviors actually affect their profile. That kind of foundation is important in a credit guide because effective repair depends on knowing what to look for in a report and which items deserve attention. In practical terms, this framing shifts the reader from passive concern to informed review, making later dispute or budgeting steps more meaningful and less random. Secondly, using dispute letters and credit bureau challenges as a repair strategy. One of the book's most distinctive elements is its emphasis on disputing adverse information with the credit reporting system, including reference to Section 609NC of the Fair Credit Reporting Act in the promotional material. The practical idea is that consumers should not assume negative entries are untouchable and should instead challenge items they believe are inaccurate, outdated, or improperly reported. The inclusion of sample letters suggests the book is designed to lower the barrier for readers who do not know how to write formal disputes. This is a major feature because many credit repair books stay at the level of general advice, while this one appears to focus on direct action. At the same time, the value of such a strategy depends on careful, lawful use of the dispute process rather than unrealistic expectations. The book seems to position dispute letters as a tool for consumer self-advocacy, not a magical shortcut. Thirdly, a step-by-step framework for rebuilding credit without paid repair services. The book is presented as a do-it-yourself alternative to hiring credit repair or debt consolidation companies. That positioning is important because it speaks to a common problem in the credit repair market. Many consumers pay for services they could potentially manage themselves if they had. Clear guidance. The reported six-step strategy suggests it's an organized sequence rather than scattered tips, which is useful for readers who need structure while recovering from financial damage. A step-by-step framework also helps reduce confusion, since credit repair often involves multiple tasks at once, such as reviewing reports, identifying errors, sending disputes, and tracking responses. By packaging these tasks into a sequence, the book appears to make the process more approachable for beginners. This approach does not remove the need for discipline or follow-through, but it can make the work feel manageable and less intimidating. That practical organization is one of the book's main selling points. Fourthly, budget awareness and expense control as part of credit recovery. Although the title emphasizes credit repair, the book also ties credit improvement to broader expense and money management. This is a sensible inclusion because credit problems are rarely only reporting problems. They often reflect cash flow strain, missed payments, and poor financial visibility. A consumer can dispute inaccurate items, but lasting improvement usually requires better control of spending, bill timing, and debt behavior. The book's promise to help readers manage expenses in a simple and effective way during crisis periods suggests that it frames credit repair as part of financial stabilization, rather than a narrow administrative task. That is important because a better score achieved without budgeting discipline may not last. By connecting credit with everyday money habits, the book broadens its usefulness. It is not only for readers trying to erase negative marks, but also for those trying to prevent new ones from appearing. This makes the guide more relevant to real-world recovery. Lastly, aggressive marketing claims and the tension between promise and practical value. The book's promotional language includes bold claims, such as the possibility of improving a score rapidly and uncovering secrets hidden by credit bureaus. That style is common in the credit repair genre, where books often compete by promising unusual access to insider knowledge. Readers should view those claims carefully. In practice, Credit improvement depends on the accuracy of the report, the consumer's payment history, and the effectiveness of legitimate dispute and budgeting steps. Still, the book's appeal may lie in how it packages familiar financial concepts into a clear and motivating structure for readers who need urgent help. The tension here is useful for analysis because it explains both the book's popularity and its limitations. It stands out less as a source of truly hidden information and more as a simplified consumer handbook that tries to convert anxiety about credit into a sequence of actionable steps. That positioning is what defines its market niche. In conclusion, Credit Secrets is best suited for readers who want a straightforward introduction to credit repair, especially those who are trying to rebuild after financial setbacks or who have never learned how credit reporting works. It will be most useful for beginners who need a practical roadmap, not just abstract explanations, because the book appears to combine report literacy, dispute tactics, sample letters, and basic spending control in one package. For readers overwhelmed by poor credit, that combination can make the subject feel less opaque and more manageable. Its main benefit is accessibility. It reframes credit improvement as something a consumer can begin handling directly rather than outsourcing immediately to paid services. Compared with many books in the genre, its distinguishing feature is the blend of repair strategy and everyday money management, which links short-term credit action to longer-term financial discipline. At the same time, readers should approach its more aggressive promotional claims with caution and treat the book as a practical starter guide rather than a guarantee of rapid results. Within that limit, it offers a useful, action-oriented entry point into consumer credit recovery. If you would like to support Adam Diesel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.